It's Monday, July 23rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor M. El Massa, who has started hundreds of churches in Pakistan, as well as the group Cry of the Persecuted Church, has chronicled his extraordinary journey in a new book entitled From Persecution to the Promised Land, in which he says that divine healings and prophetic dreams are leading many Muslims to Jesus Christ, reports the Christian Post. This testimony has been echoed by other Christians in persecuted regions worldwide. Egypt's version of the Hippocratic Oath, which all of the nation's doctors, both Muslim and Christian, are required to take, contains wording from the Islamic Confession of Faith, reports CopticSolidarity.org. The problematic section comes at the very end, where the oath takers recite, quote, Allah and His Prophet, end quote. Any Coptic physician publicly reciting this oath places his or her religious identity in danger, as this would represent an implicit conversion to Islam. Exodus 20:2-3 records the words of our Creator, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Nicaragua's Christians have urged the government to stop the quote-unquote appalling violence that has seen 300 killed in a vicious crackdown on protesters at the hands of police, reports Evangelical Focus. The government of President Daniel Ortega has been under pressure since Ortega proposed reducing pension benefits to cover a budget shortfall. On July 17th, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said that Nicaragua's new anti-terrorism law could be used to criminalize protesters. 3 children were killed by euthanasia in 2016 and 2017 in Belgium, according to a report by the country's Federal Control and Evaluation Committee, reports the Brussels Times. Belgium legalized euthanasia for minors in 2014, the only country in the world to have done so for children of all ages. At least 17 people, including several children, perished in a tragic accident involving a Ride the Ducks boat in Branson, Missouri on Friday. Severe thunderstorms generated winds of up to 60 miles per hour, which created 6-foot-tall waves on the lake. According to Jenny Carr, a passenger on a nearby showboat, the Branson Belle, many of the crew on her vessel attempted to save the drowning passengers by preparing life jackets and heroically jumping into the raging waters. A federal appeals court is set to decide this year if an historic black church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has a First Amendment right to fire Pastor William David Lee after church expenses doubled and membership plummeted under his leadership, reports the Christian Post. After hiring Lee in 2012 and approving at his insistence a 20-year contract, Sixth Mount Zion Baptist Church, located in one of the city's poorest communities, is defending its right to choose its own religious leaders, free from government interference, according to the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. The church's former pastor is suing the church for $2.6 million for breach of contract for dismissing him in 2015. 1 Corinthians 6 asks, If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers. Jalen Manns, a 9-year-old boy from Warren Robins, Georgia, with a love of German shepherds, was diagnosed with a life-threatening brain tumor in May. Before he was taken to the hospital for surgery to remove the tumor last month, several officers from the Warren Robins Police Department from the K-9 unit paid him a special visit bringing their German shepherds. They had heard through a Facebook post that Jalen loved the breed and had a collection of stuffed German shepherds he dubbed Jalen's guard dogs. As Officer Jason Lambert knelt next to Jalen with his dog sitting nearby in the front yard, he rested a hand on Jalen's shoulder and cried out to Jesus.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, Lord God, asking for your words of encouragement and strength today, Lord God. Lord, we know that it is your will and it has been your divine intervention that has made this day possible and put the doctors into place, Lord God. Lord, be with them in the operating room today, Lord God. Guide their hands, Lord God. Lord, we just pray for Jalen right now, Lord God, that you'll heal his body, Lord God. Heal him from the things that are hindering him right now, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we know that your touch and your blood can heal him right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just pray for the family, Lord, that you'll guide them and protect them and keep them safe. Give them strength throughout this trying time right now, Lord Jesus. Just let them know that you're with them everywhere they go, Lord. Your words tells us, Lord, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And we call out to you and cry out to you right now, Lord Jesus.
Jalen's surgery was reported to have gone well, and he is currently recovering at home. Gray Anderson in Bailey, Colorado, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "Often the worldview in 5 minutes becomes the starting point of our homeschool day for our three children. Many times we choose one of the topics in the news to become one of the threads we follow as we try to provide a creative and relevant way to educate our children. Listening has become a daily habit for us. Thank you for your diligence. Please know that you guys are profoundly impacting many lives around the world and in our home," end quote. And Karen Bakos in Cleveland, Ohio wrote, quote, "Hi, Adam. We've been listening to your morning news report since its inception 3 years ago. We just wanted to say thank you for your dedication, commitment, and hard work to make this newscast happen every day. Both my husband and I start each morning listening to your broadcast before heading off to work. Your program gives us the news we need to know and God's word to put it in perspective. Plus, it gives us something solid to reflect on and share with others throughout the day. I pray that God continues to give you the strength and inspiration to reach this ever-darkening world with light until a revival starts in people's hearts or Jesus returns. We praise God for all you do." End quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I'd ask for 6 Worldview listeners by today to make a donation toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Praise God, 8 listeners stepped up to the plate. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Karen in Parma Heights, California for her one-time gift of $25 and Savannah in Perkins, Oklahoma for her one-time gift of $75. Thanks also to Alexander in Canyon County, California, Susan in Timnath, Colorado, Rob in Annandale, Virginia, and Elaine in San Antonio, Texas, each of whom gave $100. We're also grateful to God for Shanna in Danville, California, and Jamie in Flagstaff, Arizona, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months. Together, their 8 gifts totaled $1,100. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $18,597 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 62% of our goal. We need just 8 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 19 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 4 more Worldview listeners to help financially by my newscast on Tuesday? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.